O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 4. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to The Year of His Favor by Caroline Cobb. The text draws directly from today's scripture passage and highlights the words with powerful piano and a strong vocal ensemble. As the song progresses, percussion emerges and the choir becomes ever more present in a persistent gospel style.
The Spirit of the Lord is on you. A king anointed for the cross. To the helpless you bring good news. You come to bind the broken heart. Speaking freedom to the captive, comfort to the ones who grieve, to the downcast you bring justice, and to the needy one relief, you give. The oil of gladness, the year of His favor comes, the year of His favor. You give to the weak and faint a garment of joy and praise, the year of His favor comes. You come to raise up what's been ruined. Rivers in a desert waste. You are the Lord and you will do this for the glory of your name. You give beauty for ashes. You pour out the oil of gladness. The year of His favor comes, the year of His favor. You give to the weak and faint a garment of joy and praise, the year of His favor comes. Come, Lord, come, Lord, come, Lord.
Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 4. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant to those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. They shall build up the ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. These words from Isaiah find their fulfillment in Jesus. In fact, this is the very passage that Jesus uses to inaugurate his public ministry in Luke's gospel. Luke 4 gives us the account of Jesus coming into the synagogue, taking the scroll of the prophet Isaiah, and reading these very words. Jesus tells us that he came to bring good news. And to whom was this good news intended? The poor, the brokenhearted, captives, prisoners, those who mourn. Jesus didn't come for those who have their things together, who appear to have life figured out. No, he came for those who are honest and real enough to see their great need. And while there's freedom and joy to be found in that reality alone, this in and of itself is not the good news. Now, the good news of the gospel is that the one who comes for the hurting and the broken is the one who has the power to transform our pain into something beautiful. Jesus didn't come simply to provide a cathartic experience for the poor, the brokenhearted, the mourners. Instead, he came to redeem them, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness. And friends, this is what we are in Jesus, oaks of righteousness. Not because of our own efforts, remember, we're poor captives, but because of his. For 2 Corinthians 5:21 declares, "For our sake he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." So if today you identify as poor and needy, brokenhearted and in mourning, know that it is to you that Jesus brings his good news. He calls to himself the weary and heavy laden and promises to give them rest. Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. This is another day, O Lord. I know not what it will bring forth, but make me ready, Lord, for whatever it may be. If I'm to stand up, help me to stand bravely. If I'm to sit still, help me to sit quietly. If I'm to lie low, help me to do it patiently. And if I'm to do nothing, let me do it gallantly. Make these words more than words, and give me the Spirit of Jesus. Amen.